Hey, it's Lynn James here again, giving you the second in my series of voicemails on getting prospects to leave messages. And this one's going to cover the importance of having a greeting message that encourages people to actually leave a message and also gives the right impression. As we all know, for some people, leaving a message can be a scary thing, or some may feel that they won't leave a message but call back later. And the danger of this, of course, is that they have the good intentions of doing that, but life gets in the way and they never get round to making that second call. And this was something I was pondering on, I have to say, about 4 or 5 years ago. And I spent some time composing a message which I felt would encourage most prospects to leave a message, even if they were one of those that hated doing so. I thought about it long and hard, and I wanted it to be professional and warm and friendly, but which also conveyed the impression of urgency. And I finally came up with a greeting message which I felt did all of this, and it has worked brilliantly for me ever since. And if you'd like to hear this message rather than me take up a lot of time now, it's available on the Soaring Team website, and you can go and hear that. I believe it's under archives. And my top tips in this area is to make your message clear, to be professional and friendly, to have a lot of tonality in your voice so it's not all monotone. And it's never too early to give the right impression, so this is where it starts. If they're applying to a card or an inexpensive ad, it's very important to give the right impression as soon as possible. I have been dismayed, as I said to you in my previous voicemail, that I've called successful companies to get a message that is flat, it's boring, verging sometimes on being rude, and certainly doesn't inspire me to leave a message. Other effective messages I've heard is Andy's, and with him being a very thrifty Yorkshireman, he encourages callers not to waste their money with a message that goes along these lines. Hi, this is Lynn James. I'm sorry that no one is here at the moment. However, please don't waste your call. Leave a message after the tone, and I'll come back to you as soon as possible. And here's another that works really well, and if this is on your message machine, I don't know who it was that I heard it, so if I haven't given you the credit, I'm sorry, but it is very good. And it goes something along the lines of, hi, you've come through to the message service of Lynn James. I'm sorry I'm not available to take your call right now, but please do leave your name and number with a brief message after the tone, and I'll come back to you as soon as possible. My next voicemail will be the last in the series, and I'll cover hints and tips to ensure that you have an effective greeting message. So I hope you found that really useful, and I'll speak to you soon. Bye-bye.